Hey there, you two look like you could use a vacation.
Ha! We've just returned from the worst vacation of our lives. We've barely enjoyed any of it.
She's not lying. When we got to Paris and arrived at our first hotel, everything we'd reserved had already been canceled because of some mix-up.
And the flight we had booked was delayed for hours. Even after it finally took off, they lost our luggage. I'm like, how? Just freaking how?
Yeah, we were so well prepared and nobody else was. I mean, I had packed everything we needed for the hikes we wanted to do. But without our gear, we weren't initially able to participate in any of the activities we had planned.
We thought, hey, but we're in Paris. So we tried to escape the frustration by wandering around the city. But we only discovered that Notre Dame had just burnt down and the Eiffel Tower was closed. Can you even believe that? Who closes the Eiffel Tower? I've never heard of that.
We just had to get away from there. So we had to buy some new gear. We finally made it outside of the city, but it rained the entire time, and our crappy tent wasn't waterproof. Everything, including us, was soaked by morning.
So, needless to say, we haven't relaxed at all. We had pictured ourselves savoring every moment of a trip we'd spent 6 months planning, and instead, we were force-fed bitter, rotting fruit. And that's not even the worst that happened, but I'm done. Time to move one.
Wow, I'm sorry I asked.
It's not your fault. Where are you headed?
To Paris. I own a hotel there. Evidently, the ceiling in one of the rooms fell on the guests while they were sleeping. They're okay, but...
Wait, you!
Emma, no!